Warm greetings, everyone, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Wrote it down this time.
You brought your pocketbook with you?
I did.
Well, thank you. Thank you for getting it right this time.
Yeah, no problem. I'll probably forget next week, but this week I came prepared.
Awesome.
Welcome to Trends with Benefits. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my friends July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi. It's me, Agata, your best friend. And we've got a great guest for you today. He's our old coworker, our current friend, dog owner of Carlos, very sweet pup who's here right now. And his name is Eric Romer.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey. Trends with Benefits Nation.
Yeah, that's what we call them, the Trends with Benefits Nation.
Yeah,
there's so many fans out there that we really kind of had to expand it from fans to nation.
I'm one of them. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. We hang out with this guy, and his dog, Carlos, is best buds, I'd say, with my dog, Louie.
Definitely.
They're like little cousins, and, you know, just go on the internet and try and find pictures of Carlos
and
Louie.
They're out there.
They're out there, and they're like two of the, they're like, they should have a calendar. I'm just going to say it.
You can make that happen.
Yeah, there's things out there.
But yeah, it's Trends with Benefits. It's a show where we take a peek out of our little cubby holes that we sit in all day, and we go, I've been cooped up all day, let's find out what's trending.
Yeah. I'm in that cubby hole all day, and it gets hot and sweaty.
Yeah, you look sweaty.
Yeah, I mean, man, long hard day in the cubby hole.
Why are you so wet?
From the sweat.
Oh, that was obvious, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And then when we come out of the cubbyholes, like, we have a different approach, each of us, a different one. July, he likes to find, like, what's weird in the news,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I want to know what's weird, because I like what's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Agata's like, I want to know what's cool.
Clubs.
Yeah.
Eric knows the breakdown already.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
And then you know what, I'm going to give myself a new one. I like tech news.
Wow, you're just going to assign it to yourself?
Yep.
Tech news.
Okay. Yeah, I'm into tech news. Any kind of tech news.
What's the coolest computer?
The computer that wore tennis shoes, because it's got those cool tennis shoes.
Great news story.
That's good. That's some good tech news.
Yeah.
I prefer techno.
Eric, what is your relationship with trends? Do you keep up?
It's funny that you ask, because I really thought about how you broke down everyone's specific trend niche.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have my own, but I feel like I try to be a master of lots of things. Or no, wait. What is the phrase?
a master?
Knowing a jack of all trades? Yes, and a master of none.
A master of all trades. You said it right.
Master of all trades, jack of none.
Masturbator of all trades.
Yes.
Jack off all trades.
Yes.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Yes. So, but I don't want to overstep my bounds here. However,
yes,
I'm especially excited, aside from being on the show in general, but this week, because there's a trend that I feel like is tailor-made. And I think, and I don't want to, I feel like RoboLore Hall puts a lot of effort into collecting and sort of curating the trends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, has she been doing that? I thought that was, I gave you that job. Have you pawned it off on RoboLore Hall now?
Gabe, July. You know, I look out for the, first of all, I'm in the cubby. I'm sleeping a lot in the cubby, so I don't have time to look for trends no more.
Sure.
So you're spending all your time sleeping?
Yeah.
And that's like, okay.
Yeah, so like I pawned off all the like
sweaty
hard
sleep
stuff on RoboLore Hall, and she's been doing my job basically, so because I'm getting my sleepy time in the cubby.
So wait, what is your niche?
Well, again, this is your show, and I don't, if you had something planned, by the look in July's face and the way that we're staring in each other's eyes without breaking contact, I feel like he might know the trend I'm talking about.
I think so.
It revolves around a number that you're a big fan of.
Oh. It's that dress that no one knows what color it
is.
Yeah.
That one.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
No.
It's still trending for me.
Not the dress. A promotion that revolved around a price point.
Oh.
Am I ruining? If not, I'm A, disappointed if it isn't on your docket.
Well here's the thing. It's Robo Laura Hall.
I'm sorry. It's like Robo Laura Hall. Can I turn to hers?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Robo Laura Hall, am I taking away thunder from something that you had planned?
Hello, I am Laura Hall.
You are not Laura Hall. You're Robo Laura Hall.
Yeah,
get
that's
it right.
Misleading.
JK.
Oh. But
real good joke.
But seriously, it's a pleasure to meet you because I've heard, you know, I'm a fan of the show.
Don't touch her, she's cold.
Sorry.
I am Robo Laura Hall.
I see that. And again, I'm sort of starstruck. You're so talented. But so that being said, I know that your segment of the show is Gathering the Trends. I have one I'm real excited about that I feel like relates to July and everyone here. And I just wanted to feel like I brought something to the table, but I also want to make sure you're okay with that.
Please share it with me. I don't like 69 jokes.
You don't like 69 jokes?
No.
Well,
I am a classy robot.
Okay, so we'll avoid it.
If it comes up later.
I enjoy those kind of trends, so if you want to just like share what it is.
Yeah, go for it. Just tell us.
So I got very excited because I know I'm a listener of the show. I'm a friend of all of yours, and I know there's a number that's important to you in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
69.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big promotion from Spirit Airlines.
Also 420.
I thought this was going to be a 420.
No, not a 420.
Thing.
This is a 69 thing. Spirit Airlines, and I mean, if this wasn't on your docket, what I'd love for you to do, because what they did is they sent an email, and they really went hard on the innuendo of.
They always have those like, edgy subject lines.
Well, you have stuff there.
I think Robo Laura Hall found it.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Spirit Airlines launches offensive 69 ad campaign.
Oh, so she really doesn't like it because she's calling it offensive.
She took a side.
That wasn't in the headline.
Wait, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Are we in the trends now?
See, that's what I'm saying. I screwed it all up. I came in and I was so excited about it.
This is about the trends. Let's bring it up again when we get into the trends.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll bank it.
Table it.
Sure. Yeah.
Is there anything trending in y'all's lives?
Just living that cubby life.
You're just living that cubby life.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric?
Just this new suit I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah. You do have a Eric is wearing a full suit.
I did that because you guys are talented improvisers and comedians, and I'm a guy that's sort of behind the scenes. So
right.
I wanted to really lean into not fooling anybody that I'm thinking I'm here to add comedy. I'm just here sort of like... You know,
and
I'm
also, you are attending a high school prom right after this, right?
It's a Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice light blue suit you got on.
Yeah, tailor-made.
Mm-hmm.
Zoot suit, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience. Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Yeah, so this is the segment where people write in questions to Agata, who's our expert, our advice expert, and she provides it. And you do so at our website, twb.cool/ask. Or the phone number, 432-AGATA-HI. And we do have a question right now from Off to Bigger and Better Things. That's what they said their name was.
Dear Agata, I've given my 2 weeks' notice to start a new job. But at my current job, I have a really terrible coworker who is just the worst. I'm really tempted to tell the boss all about the awful and unprofessional things this person has done in hopes that after I leave, the boss puts them in their place. Should I do it, or should I just forget about this awful person?
So this person has an awful coworker that they're trying to decide if they should throw them under the bus before they take off, right?
Yeah, they're leaving their job and
interesting. Yeah. Well, that's always the kind of thing that you like dream about when you're in a shitty job and you're like, man, as soon as I get another job, I'm about to like go to my boss's office and shut this down. But So I think you should do it. Take the opportunity. Like, you already have another job. You can't get fired. Do it. July?
My advice, if that's what you're asking, is sleep in a cubby. It's going to make everything feel much better because you're not going to think about everything else in the world. You're just going to be in your little four box.
Guys, I feel
world.
Like I feel like July is really letting his living arrangements get to him. It's influencing everything you say and do.
Well, it's been a whole week.
Why didn't you leave your cubby?
Why didn't I leave? Because it was just so comfortable.
He did leave once to get that cubby life tattoo on his arm.
Mm.
I spelled it wrong.
You like it? It's in Comic Sans.
They spelled life L-I-E-F.
Oh, life, that's it.
L-I-E-F?
Yeah.
Because I'm about that leaf.
Leaf.
Yes.
Okay. Great advice from July. Eric?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, I subscribed to the JetBlue guy that, like, was angry and said to your coworkers and
listeners can't see, oh, but he
two
is
two blazing middle fingers, yeah. And then jumping down the exit chute with the beers, that JetBlue guy from years ago. So yeah. In terms of your own exit like that, but taking someone else out with you, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what if they're really annoying?
Yeah.
It's fairly obvious that you just have to bite your tongue in this situation.
Why?
Because you're...
But Gabe, biting your tongue hurts.
Oh, July, I meant the phrase biting your tongue, meaning keep it in. Don't say it. The only thing I think you'll get out of that situation... We got two dogs here. And they are slurping up the water.
Well, they're coming up to the mic.
No, July! Stop!
I'm sorry, I'll move the dogs out of the mic. Oh no, they're coming back on the mic!
No.
I think that if you do something like that, you know, what's gonna end up happening is you just end up looking like you have sour grapes as you're leaving your job. And that's not going to look good to your boss as you're leaving.
Grapes?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, if I was talking about grapes, I would prefer fresh ones. But in this particular situation, I just think the boss is going to just remember probably... This is the last impression you're giving your boss as you leave. Right. So then when, you know, 5 years down the line, you're needing that old boss to provide you a rec for your next job... Then the last thing, the first thing that pops, you don't need it.
That's so right, Gabe. I agree, because, you know, like, the last impression I gave my last boss was this.
Hey, Deborah!
You did a Brad Garrett impression.
Yep. It was Brad Garrett calling Ray Romano's wife. And then my boss just looked at me like, good, it's good that you're leaving.
So when you called and asked him for a recommendation, he said no?
Yeah, he said no.
Because of that impression?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
Because they hired the real Brad Garrett to replace you.
Yeah, he happened to be in the neighborhood, and he was looking for the same temp job.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you disagree with me. You think that you should still...
Yeah, because you don't need that recommendation, because there's another job after that. You ask that guy instead.
I mean, I've had jobs before with people who are obviously terrible coworkers, and the bosses, they can see it. They just don't want to go through the trouble of, like, hiring some new person because it takes forever.
Sure.
So, are you making a reference to us? Because we all used to work together.
I'm not. No, I'm talking about a totally
That's
different...
That's a good point, though, that you may think that they're unaware of the shittiness of person X, but they may know it, and you're telling them, and they're like... I know.
Well, then what would be the harm in that? They'd be like, okay, we both know now.
Because you look like a sour grape eater.
But I only eat fresh ones.
I never liked Professor X in my old job. I never liked that guy.
He was he was always angry.
Yes, he was always in my head.
Mm.
It felt like it, at least.
Eric worked with him before he became a professor, but he was just known as Person X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't care that all of you disagree with me because, as always, it's Ask Agata, And whoever wrote about this, I really, first of all, congratulations on your new job. And I hope it goes well. And I think you should just burn some bridges on your way out, because you don't ever need to go back onto that island again. Bye.
Spirit Airlines launches Offensive 69 ad campaign.
Wow. Where did she get that from?
I mean, again, Robo Laura Hall comes up with all of these, but I was talking to you, Eric, earlier.
Yeah.
You know something about this, right?
It came across my timeline somewhere online, and I immediately
Tumblr?
Thought of this show. It was that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was that one.
Oh, you're on Tumblr?
Yeah, big, huge on Tumblr.
Holy, really?
Yeah, a lot of retumbles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of tweens around the Tumblr.
That's why I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the listener, Eric's a tween.
Yeah. Which means he's like 12 or 13, like on the edge of being a real 12, teenager.
12 and a half.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know. Like, you could be 12.4 age. You could be 12.3 age.
That's how they say it. I'm 12.4 age.
Yep.
Well, that's how Eric says it, because he's a little tween. Sorry.
So Spirit Air has launched this offensive. How is it offensive? It's $69.
That's
right?
What's offensive?
What people are saying is they really dove in headfirst to the 69, you know, the world of 69. They really wanted to catch the attention. I thought they were really targeting this show, in all honesty.
You thought they were referencing this show?
I think the campaign was partly inspired, I think, from some of the references on the show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, here in this article, it says, to celebrate the acquisition of their 69th plane, Spirit Airlines is offering $69 fares in ads that explain why they love the number 69.
What I want is the email that they sent out.
Okay, I have this.
Oh,
so
okay,
we can have Robo Laura Hall read this.
Okay.
We've been waiting to hit 69 planes for years, Spirit site reads. It's our favorite number ever since we were 12 and found that magazine under our brother's bed, the one with the fantastic articles. Number 69 is perfect. Just the right size, with a cockpit that's in your face because it's bright yellow. Use your mouth to spread the word. Spirit is in an even better position to get you where you're going.
I'm flying Spirit all the way.
Okay,
position,
what?
Use your mouth. This is what I'm trying to say.
Cockpit that's bright yellow? That's supposed to be sexy?
Well, I think the use your mouth to spread the word, cockpit.
Cockpit is good.
Better position.
Better position's good.
Tickle the ass of your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick, like, the little just tip of
cucumber.
Your digit.
Tickle the sour grapes.
Not this again.
That's what July calls his balls, is his sour grapes.
Sour grapes.
This is
sour grapes.
Off the record, please.
It seems like they're pandering a little.
That was the vibe I got. So I wanted, this seems to be the sort of authoritative voice on the number. So did you think it was low-hanging fruit? Low-hanging, were they?
I think I just don't like Spirit Airlines.
In general,
they're horrible.
They're bad, yeah.
They're horrible. And
so this feels like covering up for shitty service with some...
Yeah, they're trying so hard to be like hip and cool, but it's like maybe do a little better of a flight.
Right.
Usually when I'm flying Spirit Air, it's me down on my knees giving them head, and they're not giving me head back at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Gabe.
Andrew Dice Clay scripted comedy ordered straight to series at Showtime.
So, if I'm hearing that correctly, Andrew Dice Clay has a scripted series that's it's going straight to series at Showtime.
Wow.
You got it.
So, like, Andrew Dice Clay is joining in with people like Dexter,
Weeds.
What else is on?
Californication.
Californication.
Uh-huh.
Dead Zone.
House of Lies.
This American Life.
Entourage.
No.
Oh.
Dead Zone.
Entourage is HBO. I'm really, really invested in Entourage.
Veep.
Veep.
Veep is Showtime. Veep's
good. No, wait, yeah, is it? Is.
Rome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Rome. Oh, I never watched
Sex in the City.
Bones.
The Sopranos.
Breaking
no.
Bad.
No, no.
Better Call Saul.
You guys are fucking it up.
Yes, dear.
Is that Kevin James?
No.
No, Michael King Malley.
Michael Malley. Shout out to Michael Malley. Love you.
Love you. Love guts.
That was also on Showtime. But anyway, he's like, Dice Clay's back, Dice baby. Clay. Can you believe that?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm a big Dice Clay fan. Loved him in all of that 80s stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him in Entourage on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, no, it was on HBO.
Loved him in Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, the YouTube movie. That's... Yeah, that was a great YouTube movie.
What?
One of, like, Woody Allen's best YouTube movie, probably.
Wait, why is it a YouTube movie?
Because it was straight to YouTube.
Fast and Furious Supercharged to open at Universal Studios Hollywood on June 25th.
What?
So what is it going to be? Like one of those rides where you're in a car, but you're not really in a car. It's just a little cubby where you...
It's sort of like the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to take you through all of the movies in a car. So you're going to be riding with Vin Diesel.
Wait, Vin Diesel's on the ride too?
Yeah.
That's...
How is he going
to do
that?
How does he commit to that?
He has all this free time from after doing Guardians of the Galaxy and only doing those three lines. Groot. I am Groot.
Right. 5 days a week he's on that ride?
5 days a week from 9 to 7 o'clock at night.
It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the movie, to ride the ride with Vin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do it. I will do it. And I'm going to ask him some real personal stuff.
Like?
How did he lose his virginity?
Right into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lead with that. Then I'll probably ask him stuff about his dad. Maybe...
Dan Diesel?
Yeah, Dan. Good old Daddy Dan.
Double D. I call him Double D.
Yeah, we do too. Do too.
When Vin Diesel was a child, he was like, listen... Everybody loves you because you're Double D, but one day I'm going to be bigger than Double D. I'm going to be Triple X.
Oh. Are we still talking boob sizes? Because that sounds huge.
No.
I thought VD, like Vinette.
No, because he was in that movie, Triple X.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Right?
Wasn't yeah, he? That was him. Tattoo on the back of the neck.
He wasn't Triple X 2.
No, that was Ice Cube.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
in
know
in theaters, night. Of release, I was in there watching it.
You were?
The sequel?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it true
For Cube or just a fan of the franchise?
I'm a huge fan of the Cube.
I can tell you're a Cube man.
Yeah.
Is it true that...
Friday after next, first Sunday.
Barbershop.
Are we there
Barbershop.
Yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there now?
Are we done Coors yet? Light commercials.
Coors Light commercials.
Where he
21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street.
He's in a lot of sequels.
He is. He's a sequel guy.
Yeah.
I liked 22 Jump Street.
Did he make an appearance in Beauty Shop?
Yes, at the very end. He did like a short like cameo in the end credits.
He does a rap with the Ant-Word.
Yes, he was in Chappie. I mean, sorry, spoiler. Sorry, I got it.
God, why are you always spoiling Chappie for me? I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, well, didn't he tell you to go see Chappie or Robo Laura Hall? Wasn't her plug a couple episodes?
Yeah,
to go
that's
see
her,
that. That's her family.
I don't have to do what she tells me to do.
I know you don't have to. I'm saying it's a coworker. It's somebody that you spend time with.
Do you think she went to Chicago?
That's a bigger commitment.
No, I don't see the difference.
Chappie is my fam.
Chicago the movie, not the city.
No, I'm talking city.
Oh.
That was my plug in the same episode.
Oh, I see.
Robo Laura Hall is not our coworker. She's our employee.
Oh.
And she's not really an employee because we don't pay her. We just plug
her
in.
Off. Yeah. Yeah. We just turn her off at the end of the show. And
yeah.
No, don't turn me off. Smell like a Whopper. Burger King will sell cologne in Japan.
Smell like a Whopper?
Wow.
I feel like a Whopper is like the last burger I want to smell like.
What's the first?
I'm going to say In-N-Out. I want to smell like In-N-Out.
Okay.
Because it's fresh, you know?
Sure.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. What about you guys?
Romer.
What about the counter? Custom burgers?
Right.
I like the counter.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll say counter.
This isn't your favorite burger. It's just the one that you want to smell most like.
Yeah, well, I think the advantage to that is since they're customizable, you basically have a customizable cologne. Different
True.
Smells.
True.
We got Andrea's mom. Shout out, Judy. we got her a White Castle scented candle for Christmas.
That smells
is good. That, it oh, smells it's just, that's on the market.
It smells a little like onions.
It's white.
Gross.
Yeah, it's
gross.
Basically gross. Onions, those bergs.
They, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No. I had roommates in college that would eat Crave Cases and have Crave Case challenges.
What
is that?
They were basically like racing who could finish a Crave Case first.
What is a Crave Case?
A Crave Case is, I believe, like 30 sliders in, or something. So it's like and it comes in like a folded briefcase-like cardboard box that you open up.
Oh, yeah. You went to college with Harold and Kumar. Right?
I did. Yes. And this happened after we were, you know, smoking a little stuff and got high. Or got hungry, and that, and
we don't advocate drug use on this show. So.
Oh, sorry. We were watching the movie. No, not Harold and Kumar. Didn't go to college with them.
wait, can I ask
you
something?
I think Eric's a little bit embarrassed to admit that he did go to college with them.
Yeah, let's just say Eric went to college with a certain Harold
and Kumar. Yeah.
I know those guys, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Finally.
I want to go back to something you said before. You're saying that there's these burgers that a businessman brings to you in a briefcase?
Yeah, it's delivered by a man in a suit, similar to the one I have on, or maybe more dark.
Really real pale blue.
No, his is more dark and business-like. Okay. And a briefcase, a cardboard briefcase. So it's like a business transaction, but there's 30 White House White Castle sliders.
So how many White Castle burgers can a boy like you, 12.4 years old, put away?
I never finished the Crave Case challenge. I've seen other people do it. I can finish only 12.
Well, that sounds real small, I'll be honest.
It's something I'm working towards. I'm a boy.
Okay.
You should dip them in water first. That's the trick.
Like the Nathan's hot dog guy.
Kobayashi.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kobayashi, his home country appears to... That's Japan, right? So Japan is manufacturing a Burger King. They're manufacturing a Burger King cologne in Japan.
Mm. Yeah, and guys, it's not an April Fool's joke.
But so, and is that smell a combination of fries, burger... malt shakes.
Whopper.
Oh, it's just Whopper.
It's the Whopper.
It's not a combo.
It's the scent. It says here in the article, it's the scent of a grilled Whopper. Yes.
So is the question, would you wear it or how do you feel?
Would I wear it?
Yeah.
No. Would I wear a McRib cologne? Yes.
It's rare.
That's disgusting. I think
but
it's all
more, that's more high class because it doesn't come around as often.
McRib cologne, a McRib lotion, McRib cock ring. All of those things I would buy right away.
What would that look like?
The lotion, it's just like any other lotion.
Yeah, that's the one I was asking about. So.
Agata, would you wear a McNugget cologne? Or I guess perfume, I should say.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, come on.
I do love McNuggets. These guys know that about me for sure. Nugget fan. I'd probably buy it just to own it, and I'd probably wear it. Maybe
would you spend $40 on it? Because that's how much the Whopper cologne costs.
Whoa,
$40 is kind of far to go for a joke. Uh-huh. So probably not.
But it's not a joke. It's a scent. It's like a real thing.
Well, we're talking
but
about
it's a scent joke. Can't be a joke. Agata, you can't put a punchline in a scent.
Yeah. My whole life is just a joke.
Oh, I just remembered a really funny joke that's a scent. Farts.
Hey, Gabe. Hey, over here, Gabe.
What?
Gabe.
Oh, hey, July, I didn't see you.
Hey, you look a little down today.
Oh, really?
I mean, you couldn't see me, and I was clearly standing here.
Sorry, I forgot to turn my frown upside down. Let me just fix that.
Oh, there you go. And on top of that, I think it's time for July's Funny Pages.
Oh, excellent.
And we have a guest here, and you'll get to choose which comic we read.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So you got Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Mm. I didn't even know that was a comic. I know a lot about comics.
I mean, believe it or not, it's a real comic.
Okay.
He doesn't believe it.
Ziggy.
Uh-huh.
In the Bleachers. Shoe. Or Garfield.
I'm going to go with Shoe.
Interesting.
Okay, Shoe, for people who don't know, is a comic about some weird-looking birds, but they wear suits, and they go to a diner, and then they commiserate about their lives in the diner.
Behind-the-scenes question, because I've only listened. Do I get to see this, or do I have to listen like everyone else to the description?
You can do whatever you want, Eric.
You can't look at it.
You've never looked. I've never looked. Okay, I'm always across the...
Okay. Let's do it that way.
Well, here's what we can do. I'll read it, and then you can look at it afterward, and you could tell me if I did a good job at describing it.
That's actually the best scenario.
Okay, great. So it's three panels.
Okay.
The first panel looks like we're outside. Looks like a couple birds are hanging out. Mm-hmm. These birds look like they're, you know, they're business type birds. Mm. Maybe they're some sort of... lawyers, because one of them has like a big trench coat on, mm-hmm. and the other one is like shuffling papers sitting on a desk, but they're outside, mind you.
Are you sure they're not White Castle Crave Case delivery guys?
I mean, the one in the trench coat might be.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so
I think that's the professor.
Oh yeah, does the professor have glasses?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, so the professor has some white sneakers
it's
on.
It's professor.
The professor, the nutty professor, has some white sneakers on. He has a trench coat. He's kind of doing a motion like, hey, let's get out of here.
Okay.
To
how many other businessmen?
There's
business
only,
birds?
There's only
one other business.
One other business bird just shuffling papers on a desk like he's like ready to announce to the nightly news or
got
something.
Got it.
Do they all work at the same company or?
Gabe?
I don't know.
Let's say yes. Let's say they do work at the same company.
Based on the vibe that you're getting, you're saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like they know each other. So the blue jay who's sitting down, he looks like he's mad.
Okay.
He has a big old cigar coming out of his beak.
I think that's Shu.
Okay, this is Shu, mm-hmm. the main character. Mm-hmm. And then the professor says this. What say we go to the Crowbar after work?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Crowbar.
Yeah. So that's already funny because
it's like
they go to a bar, there's birds, mm-hmm. and the bar is called the Crowbar, which is also the name of a thing that.
Right.
Yeah.
A violent weapon.
A violent weapon.
Yeah. And that makes it extra funny.
Sure.
Yeah. Second panel. We like zoom in on Shu. The colors change. Ooh. It's very kind of dark, but there's still a little bit of light. It's sort of like a pastel background now.
Okay.
Like we're no longer outside, but we are outside. This is like an extreme close up. Like if this was like a soap opera, this is Shu's extreme close up. Like he's mad. He has something to say.
Got it.
So Shu says, "Nah. It's too noisy there."
Okay. Wait.
On account of the crows?
Okay.
Well, we don't know. This is the part where we get a guess what the third panel / punchline to the comic is going to be.
Who said this? No, it's too noisy there?
Shu
said that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, any guesses?
And this is the extreme close-up when he says this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, to recap what we have so far. In the first panel, they want to go to the Crowbar, which is a bar.
Yeah.
In the second panel, Shu goes, no, it's too noisy there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What could be the perfect punchline to this setup?
You want some hints?
Sure.
Okay, so remember, Shu's like a kind of like a grumpy dude. Mm-hmm. So like,
how could we forget?
Yeah, I mean, he has a big old cigar coming out of his beak.
Did cigar imply grumpiness?
I mean, you know, like JJ from Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
I think they kind of like.
Yeah.
He's inspired by that character. Sure.
Okay, so my guess on the third panel is Professor's gonna or Shu's gonna say, "I can't hear myself think over all the squawking."
It's a good guess. Okay, final panel. We're back to the original setting of the first panel, which is like a wide shot. They're outside. Everything's the same, but now Shu's still replying. Why he's explaining why he said that it was noisy. Thus, giving the punchline, he says, "I can't hear myself drink."
I was so close.
You were so close.
Oh, man.
Wait, is that the whole line? I can't hear myself drink?
Yep.
It's too noisy there. I can't hear myself drink.
Because birds drink?
Birds are really...
Yeah, drinking. Birds are known to drink a lot.
Especially in bird baths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's like the most popular place if they go.
Which is the grossest place to drink, right? If you're bathing and drinking.
Yeah. If you're a human, don't drink out of a bird bath.
Well, I use it sort of like, you know, how
or
when you go into...
human bath.
You know, when you go into like a Catholic church and you get the holy water and I do that with bird baths.
You always have?
You bless yourself?
Yeah. Gonna have a good day. Bless myself. With some bird bath water.
Great.
That was a real good comic, July.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it.
Great. Can I see it now? Yep, he did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I was pretty close on that guess.
That's impressive. Almost to the point that I think you may have like came across this specific comic.
I didn't. It was a total guess.
"104-year-old three Dr. Peppers a day keep the doctor away."
I think I got that one. A 104-year-old, colon, right?
Yep.
Three Dr. Peppers a day keeps the doctor away.
You got it.
Did you understand that? A 103-year-old says that
four.
His... 104-year-old says that four Dr. Peppers a day...
Three.
Keeps the doctor away. And he...
Wait, okay. I'm going to nail it this time. A 105-year-old
no,
says
no,
that...
No, four.
Okay, a 104-year-old
says... No, three. Sorry, it's 100...
A 103-year-old says that
no.
four Dr. Peppers a day
four.
Keeps
it was
two
four.
Doctors
it was
away.
Four.
It was 104.
It was, okay. A 4-year-old says 104
no.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, a 4-year-old says.
A 4-year-old says.
No, you're already wrong.
He wouldn't know what it would take to keep the doctor away.
Or
4-year-olds are fucking stupid.
Okay, I got it. A 420-year-old says 69 Dr. Peppers a day.
You got it. You got it. You finally got it. God damn you, Gabe. You got it.
God, we're not going to edit any of that out. But you all have to learn how hard that was for him to say.
I have to bleep some of it, though.
So a 104-year-old woman says that she...
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Women
Whoa.
Live longer than men.
Oh, women
patriarchal
can,
society.
Oh, women can drink Dr. Pepper, okay?
What about... No, DP-10.
Not DP-10.
Oh, okay. No, that's for women.
Yeah, that's... No, that's
no,
for men.
That's for men only. The commercials.
DP-10's for men.
Yeah.
That's the slogan. Yeah. DP-10's for men.
Guys, I drink DP-10 all the time.
Oh,
you're
no.
not allowed to. Don't
you're
tell
not
people
allowed.
That. That's dangerous.
You think they're going to find out?
Yep.
And
people.
What are they going to do?
You know that famous old riddle where it's like the guy is in the hunting accident and the doctor says, "I can't operate on this man. He's my son." But it's, you know, the answer is that it's his mother. Do you guys know that old riddle?
Sure.
No.
Well, anyway, I think that's about Dr. Pepper. Did you guys know that Dr.
Yes.
Pepper was a woman? People think it's a man because society is sexist.
Yeah, says mm-hmm. that only men can be doctors.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Dr. Pepper might be a woman.
She was the first doctor, too. First woman doctor,
so this is probably
I should say.
Why the 104-year-old woman identifies with the female Dr. Pepper.
Yes, and we all know that Dr. Pepper came up with the Dr. Pepper recipe when she did her whole, like, navigation across America with Sacagawea, and she, I mean, one of the 23 flavors is, you want to say it, Eric? It comes from Mrs. Dr. Pepper herself.
I don't know it.
Her saliva.
Oh, I should have known that.
You don't even want to know what squirt is made of.
Well, we all know Dr. Squirt jizzes in every squirt.
No, let's move away from
and
this.
And he's a man.
And he's a man. Oh boy, is he a man.
So this woman, she drinks 3 Dr. Peppers a day, and she's saying that's what keeps her alive. So old?
Yes, because once she hit 104 years old, she like she stood at there. That age. Yeah.
She's been 104 for 30 years.
I said that really wrong. But basically, she's saying that's the secret to living
long. To everything, yeah.
But that's horrible. That's disgusting.
I mean, have you ever tried a Dr. Pepper in your 60s? Because this lady has, and she's been living since 104.
What does that mean? Wait, so here's the thing that I think this woman is sexist, because if...
Yes.
Because she thinks that this doctor that she's trying to keep away is a man, but she doesn't realize that this doctor could be a woman.
She realizes that. She knows Dr. Pepper is a woman. That's why she likes drinking it.
So then why does she want to keep the doctor away if the doctor's this nice woman?
She has a woman. She's all set.
She's all set.
Yeah, because you know what you can do with the Dr. Pepper after you're done drinking it? Eric, you want to say what you do with the Dr. Pepper after you're done drinking it?
I mean, everybody knows, right?
Yep. Play spin the bottle. And then that really makes you live longer because you're kissing people.
Endorphins are up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to play a quick game?
Yes.
Yeah. Game. Game time. Game time,
game time,
game time,
game time,
game time, game time, game time, game time, game time, game time,
game time, game time.
Okay, it's time for my...
Game time.
It's time for my segment. Let's play a Gabe. It's where Gabe puts together a game. And this game is called... You can't look at the answers.
Whoa. Cheating. If we're all playing a game, we have to be on the same...
I can't see anything from here. Don't worry.
Okay, we're going to play a game called Tweety Little Liars. It's a game where I read 3 tweets.
Yes.
And you guys have to guess which one is a fake tweet.
Can I just thank you? I love this game.
By the way, little twist this time. There isn't always a fake tweet.
Ooh.
They are all...
That's hard.
That's hard. So it could just be... They're all real.
It could just be they're all real.
Okay. It was hard enough before.
This is easy for me.
And new rule of the game, too. If you get 2 wrong, you're out.
Of the room?
Of the game.
Of but the house?
2? But there's 3 strikes in baseball.
In this game, there's 2 strikes.
Whoa.
How many bases are there?
There's the same amount of bases as in baseball. There's 3 bases and a home plate.
Okay.
And the way you get to the home plate is by being... the person who doesn't get 2 wrong. And if you are that person, then you win a kiss on the forehead.
Yes.
From me.
Okay.
You're going to say one of the dogs?
Yeah.
That's probably a good prize.
Oh, they're back.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
And this is Larry King edition. So these are all potentially Larry King tweets. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Round 1. Tweet A. How did Noah know there were only 2 flies on the ark? Tweet B. If I love histamines, should I stay away from antihistamines? Tweet C. On @WheelOfFortune, you keep your money no matter where you finish, but on @Jeopardy, only the winner keeps the money. Unfair!
And we don't know who's tweeting these?
Larry King.
It's either Larry King or
Gabe.
I made them up.
Okay. I'm going to say the antihistamine is fake.
Romer says antihistamine is fake. July.
Oh, wait, we're choosing which one's not real?
Mm-hmm. Or you think they're all real?
I think him being mad at Wheel of Fortune is real.
Okay. Now,
what about the other two?
What about the other two? You have to say which one is either fake or if you think all of them are real.
Yeah, so
there's either one either fake two are real, or zero fake.
Or three are real.
They're all real.
All real.
Okay. July says all real. I got it.
What was the first one again?
How did Noah know there were only two flies on the ark?
I like the voice. tweeting in Larry voice.
Okay, I think that one's real. I'm going to go all real.
July and Agata are correct. Yes. They're all real.
Yes.
Aaron. Yes.
I'm giving you credit because that was a great tweet. I thought you came up with it.
I didn't do any of them in this particular batch. Eric, you're on thin ice.
Oh, two strikes. Oh, my God.
Next round. Why in the world would anyone ever move out of L.A.? Tweet two. Tweet B. I never understood people who like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Or tweet C. I've never been in a canoe. July, you get to go first on this one.
Great. They're all real.
July says all real. I got it.
Well, I know the first one's real. What was the second one?
I never understood people who like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I'm going to go with that one.
I got to go with
that. That one's fake?
I think so.
All real.
And Eric goes all real. Agata's right on this one.
What? Yes!
Which means, Eric, you're eliminated from the game already. July, oh, you're still hanging in there.
Oh, no.
Barely.
Damn.
Sorry, Eric.
That's okay. I was excited to.
It's okay.
Bring my A game.
July, you're on thin ice.
Damn it.
And you're allowed to comment.
Okay.
You're
I don't
not
have to leave the house.
You don't have to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Round three. @RealJeffreyRoss is one of the funniest people on the planet. Real. Can't wait for the @JustinBieber roast.
Real, real.
Why is it called a watermelon?
Real.
I've never asked my doctor about a drug I saw in a commercial.
I'm going to go with watermelon.
The guy says watermelon. July.
I say watermelon is fake.
I know I'm not in it.
Yeah?
But can I just for consolation prize? Because I feel like I think these are all real. But my answer doesn't count.
Okay. You're all wrong. The fake one is, I've never asked my doctor about any drug I saw in a commercial.
Damn, that was
so
a
I win?
Good one.
So I'm still in it?
No.
I win. You got two wrong. Agata only has one wrong, which means Agata's the winner. Hey.
That was a good... Hey. You came up with a... Hey. That was a good decoy tweet.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I like to get into the head of Mr. Larry King and tweet as him sometimes.
Sometimes it feels like he's here with us.
He's not. But one day, we'll get him on the show. I bet he would... I would bet Larry King would kill in a hoedown.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which... Rubble
wait a minute. Hall? Wait a minute.
What?
Someone is a clear winner.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, kiss on the forehead. Yeah. It's real. It happened.
I love winning. I love winning. I hate losing.
I was really hoping to be able to kiss Eric's forehead.
I was
hey, what
for
the?
It.
But look how shiny it is.
You still, I mean.
No.
Okay. I didn't earn it. Okay.
I win.
Kiss him. Kiss him.
Hello, are you ready for a hoedown?
About what, Laura Hall? Robo Laura Hall, excuse me. Real one was a real piece of work. Had to replace her.
I'm still concerned that you treat her, you just unplug her and you don't have any kindness
to
her.
The sad thing is that she feels every minute that she's turned off.
That is like, sad.
And she tallies it up into like a percentage of how much we don't love her.
High.
It's at 69%, right? So it's pretty high.
What's that?
I'm so cold.
You're cold. Right. Well, you know.
Can't hold on about that.
Don't turn me off.
Listen, we really need you to do your job right now.
I have three kids.
You're embarrassing us in front of our best friend, Eric.
I'm fine please with this. She's opening up about her family life and her dependents.
She's not a guest on the show.
Robo Laura Hall, please. What are we doing our hoedown on?
Okay.
Ow! God, don't slap me.
Violent.
Oh, my God. I don't know what got into me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
He just kissed you, too.
Well, I think it was a reaction to that. Just an automatic no.
But it was a delayed, like, 2-minute no.
Well, my forehead
Let's
has...
Let's do it on Burger Cologne.
Ooh, Burger Cologne's a really
that's
good...
That's a great one.
Okay.
Okay, Burger Cologne.
Well, when it's McRib season, I'm first in line. I buy 6 of them, and then I go out and do it all the time. Whenever they come back and they're in season, I'm always free balling it because I love them so much.
Well, I love eating burgers. I do it every day. I hit up McDonald's, I hit up Burger King. I love it so much, I want to smell like it. So I spray myself. Shit.
When it comes to ladies, they really like some stuff. And I know what it is. It's Burger Cologne, and it smells really good. So put it on, guys, and take that lady home with you.
Well done. I don't know what it is they thought that I meant. I said I like burgers, and they said, here's the scent. So I put it on, and it's great. And the ladies jump on my sour grapes.
On my sour grapes.
Eric, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the podcast.
Pleasure's all mine.
It was really fun. You did a great job on the hoedown.
Hey, thanks.
And good luck at middle school tomorrow.
I got a new outfit. I'm real pumped about.
Have you lost your virginity? I'm sorry to be so crass, but have you?
I have not. Okay. But I feel like sixth grade is not that odd of a time to still hold.
Wait
on
a minute.
To
did something else happen? Because you like thought long and hard about that.
Which?
About losing your virginity. Like, did something
else? Well,
there
was a close call.
Oh, okay.
Close call. Okay, yeah. Well, if you ever need any advice, just call in or text the number.
That's a good segue. Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
I will need advice, because I don't know how to...
Well, just hit me up. I'll tell you all the stuff about teenage girls and what they like.
Okay.
Is there anything on the internet that exists that you're super proud of that you would love for our listeners to go and see?
Not myself, but I will say, if you listen to this show, I know, what's his name? Rich Camp. Last episode said he was plugging your episodes, but I'll say, go to the twb.cool site if you haven't been, because it changes colors.
It's pretty awesome.
No, that's a big deal. I was listening on my phone, and I didn't notice one time I listened on a desktop, and I was amazed with that. So that's what I'd like to plug on the internet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm pretty proud of that website.
Should be.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug Amazon Prime. I kind of feel like I'm in a relationship with Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. I got a new package every day, and, you know, it's not always cool stuff. A lot of times it's just, like, cotton pads or whatever, but it's always exciting.
Did you sign up for, like, the Just Send Me Whatever plan on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I just paid $20 a day, and they send me whatever they feel like, just so I can feel like someone cares, you know? So yeah, sign up. If you don't, it's only $99 and you get a bunch of free stuff, like free TV and stuff.
And free shipping and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Free shipping.
That's cool.
They have a bunch of shows on Amazon Prime streaming.
They ship those to you for free too?
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Cool. July, do you have anything to plug?
I actually do this time. I want to plug, Eric's dog. Do you have, come on guys. Do you have any, like, does he have an Instagram, Carlos?
He doesn't have, you know, I usually am not the, I have a thing about people creating Instagrams unless, have you created an Instagram for Louis?
No.
Yeah, I have a weird thing with people creating baby or dog Instagrams. I don't know.
Well, no one wants the baby one.
We should start an Instagram called baby or dog.
Baby or dog.
And you have to guess if it's a baby or a dog.
And it's a zoom in of a portion of them, or it's a full shot.
Ooh. It's either it's a really hairless dog or a really hairy baby.
Okay, so follow that on Instagram. Mm. By the time this drops, it will be up.
Be real? Okay. Well, there we go. That's a great shout out. Can I give a random shout out to something I think people would like?
Yeah.
Well, and because I was listening to the show, and I know a lot of your rap music comes from the end of Adam's Family movies.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So for a fan...
Not a lot of it, all of it.
So I saw a guy named Open Mike Eagle. Are you familiar
with him? Love that dude.
Yeah. I saw him open for Hannibal Buress, and he was really good. And so if you like comedy, I feel like you would like that because he's a comedic-leaning rapper. That's my rapper plug. That's all.
Cool. I know you usually give your plugs to Robalore Hall. I kind of feel bad not at least giving her a chance to plug something if she wants to.
Okay, so you want to ask her if she has anything to plug?
Robalore Hall, do you have anything to plug?
I plug Dr. Pepper. It's for women and robo-women.
Okay.
She can't drink anything. She's a machine. She's just trying to fit in with us.
I love you.
Aw. Wow, that's...
We love you too, Robalore Hall. That doesn't change anything. We still have to unplug you. Sorry, let me unplug you right now. And I'm just going to plug our Twitter and Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at TrendsWBenefits. And thanks for listening. And bye.
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 Bye.